Hello, welcome to Digimon Digital Podcast. I'm Natalia.
I'm Alexis.
And today we are covering episode 21 and 22. So, first, episode 21, Home Away From Home, or Koromon, The Great Clash in Tokyo. Koromon Tokyo Daigeki Tosu. It's like the hardest word I've ever seen. Out of all the Digimon titles, Japanese titles, that is by far the hardest word in any of them. Daigekitotsu.
Oof.
Yeah, just write that down or something and see how that looks. Yeah, it's a weird word. I don't know. I don't really understand how I'm supposed to say that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm trying to find these, description for the episode real quick. Okay, here we go. Tai and Koromon spend a couple of hours in Tokyo and meet with Kari. They discover that Digimon are appearing randomly in the real world, and after receiving a troubling message from Izzy, conclude that they must go back to the digital world and help their friends. After Koromon digivolves to Agumon to battle an Ogremon, a portal opens and transports both of them back to the digital world. So also, this episode specific, like this one specific episode was directed by Mamoru Hosoda. He's actually done some really big movies.
So,
hold on, I might have to search him up real quick. But he's done some really good movies. Alright, movies. He has done Summer Wars, Wolf Children, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, The Boy and the Beast, Mirai, the Digimon movie. Well, he didn't do he did two of the movies in the Digimon movie. One Piece Baron. I think there's more to that. He directed the prequel and Our War Game, which is a movie that takes place after the series.
Yes.
Yeah. He directed the original, like the Japanese version. He did not. The dub is much different. And then, some other titles that I cannot say. And then this specific episode.
Me.
That's why this episode is a lot of people say that this episode is different than most of the other episodes. Like, different from all the others. I can kind of see it. What about you? Do you think this one seems kind of different?
I can see it.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, episode 21. Tai recaps the episode. So when the episode starts, we see them in the real world.
Yay!
And then, hold on. I have some notes on what he said in the recap. I just realized that this is stuff he said in the recap. So, at first I didn't know what all this was for. In the recap, when he's talking about them saving Sora and stuff, he says that, it came up with a plan so good, it actually worked. Wow. And then he says, and then at the end, the last thing he says, and he's like, and there's no telling what strange world we'll land in. But at the end of episode 20, we see him in the real world. See him there. It's just confusing. I mean, we see him there, so why are you saying there's no telling what strange world we're gonna land in?
Who knows?
And, how does Koromon know what the police are? Because he scares this little girl. He scares this little girl. Him and Ty scare a little girl. And then he says, he says something about the police.
Yeah, honestly, he shouldn't know.
Yeah. Then, Ties, it flashes to, different places. Like, it shows different places in the different places nearby. And he says, what they are, but none of them are actually what he says. That's not actually what they are. I forgot what they were, but none of them. He says one of them is a toy factory. None of those look like a toy factory.
Yeah.
And all of those are also real places. It's based off of, it's actually based off of Japan. No, it's city, but, it is based off of Japan. An actual city in Japan. I think it's based off of Odaiba or Tokyo. One of the two. Think it's Odaiba.
Nice.
Yeah. Then, apparently Koromon thinks that the huge apartment complex is Tai's home.
He ain't that rich, my boy.
No. But,
he lives in an apartment, please.
Yep, just a tiny apartment. And then, he says some stuff about this stuff outside of his door. Then Koromon tells him, just open the door. And then he can't find he doesn't see his parents anywhere. And this is, the best line between Koromon and Ty. Koromon says, maybe they went to DigiWorld. And Ty's that's not funny. And his face.
Yes.
This line is so much better than what, he said in the original. What he said in the original was just something about, was just saying, Koromon just said that this is much smaller. than he thought, and then Tai got mad at him.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, this line was much better.
See, they did something good. Usually they're trash, but they did a little something good.
Yeah, they did something that made it so much better.
They're not as disappointing as they are. They're still a disappointment, but not as much.
Mm-hmm. And then they, Tai gets some soda. Tai gets some soda and then realizes that it is the exact same day as when he left. As when he went to the digital world.
Yes.
August 1st. And for some, I don't remember exactly why, but for some reason, the dub, so where it said on the calendar where it says August 1st, underneath it, it said August 1st, 1999. But they cut that off in the dub. I don't know why they got rid of the 1999 part.
Maybe they wanted to make it, like, a different time or something.
I don't know. I think from what I read, they just, like, didn't want to date it. Like, put a date on it.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah. And August 1st is actually, is it, like, an actual celebrated day? It's called Odaiba Day. Odaiba Day. Odaiba is a city. So Odaiba Day. Like, August 1st is Odaiba Day. It's, like, it's basically, like, a holiday for Digimon fans.
So not me.
Wow, okay. Whatever. Odaiba Day is basically like Digimon Holiday.
But better or worse.
No. It's amazing.
It's so geeky.
Digi Day! It's Digi Day.
What do you even do, though? You be that ooh.
I don't know, you just appreciate Digimon.
Trash.
There are other shows that have, like, a special day that the fans of that show celebrate. Like, on the stuff that I've seen on,
Academia, everyone's birthday, they celebrate it. Because it's the birthday.
On things that I've seen for, like, looking up, Odaiba Day, they, talk about, like, how apparently, Star Wars fans have a special holiday for theirs or something.
Star Wars, I guess.
That's just the example they use for some reason. But yeah, Odaiba Day is Digi Holiday. And then we see Kari. I have been waiting so long for Kari, I swear. I've been waiting and waiting.
And waiting.
And she's here. I'm really happy. And what really annoys me about the end of this episode, I'm going to go ahead and say it, is Tai basically just says that this is not Kari's last appearance. We will see her again. Because we saw the Digivice and he said that soon I think Kari's going to find her own way to the Digi World or something like that. Well, really makes me mad. Yeah. So I'm like, no. Don't spoil things for people.
Well, it's not a spoil, just a hint, 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 hint.
No, it's basically just saying she's you're going to see her again. She's coming back. But yeah.
Okay.
I was really happy about this episode because we get Kari.
Yes. Boom, 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 boom.
And then Kari apparently knows who Koromon is.
Koromon?
Koromon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She already went, but it says that she already went there, so I wonder how she got there.
She didn't. That is a dub lie. She has not been to the digital world.
Interesting. So why are they lying about it?
Because it's the dub. It's stupid. They do stuff like that.
LOL.
Yep. But she has seen Koromon before. It's not that exact same Koromon. It was a different Koromon, but still Koromon.
That's what she's kind of seen.
In the prequel.
Oh.
I might have you watch the I might have us cover the prequel at some point. I don't know. I'm probably going to do it for whenever we do at the end of the series so we can just watch the prequel and our war game, like, at the same time. And we just cover the first two parts of the Digimon movie in one episode.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, that is just a dub lie. But in the prequel, she actually had a bit of an adventure with them. Her and Ty. And they were like little babies. They were just little babies. That the movie is so the prequel movie is so cute. And then for some reason the Digivice looks so tiny. I don't know why. It looks smaller than usual.
I know it does.
I don't like that.
I don't really mind it. It just looks weird.
Yeah, I don't really like it, though. Oh, and Ty thinks that him and Kari are, like, delirious or something. So he checks their foreheads.
That's all we
want. And Kari says she's not sick, yet she actually is. Like, she is always sick.
Oh, so she's like...
Yeah, this is actually something a lot of Digimon fans complain about how Kari is just made to be the sick kid. She is always sick for some reason.
But the dub says she's not.
Yeah, the dub says she's not, but she's sick. She's actually sick.
Like, what
that's
does she
why
have?
That's why she didn't come. Oh, she has like a cold or something.
So like she just gets cures from the cold and just gets again and again and again.
Well, I don't think it's. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's some kind of sickness. Like she's always sick. It's been like this since she was little.
So I think she just has a weak immune system, and that's why.
Yes, it's that. Right. Forgot what it said. Yeah, she's got a really weak immune system, and she's sick, like, all the time.
Well, during the winter, she would be... Oof, the whole winter she'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. She gets sick a lot. They don't even bring up, but, like, she is in the, like, before, 02, like, the second season, like, yeah. She is basically just sick kid, and then there... They just totally drop that.
So they don't care that she's sick or not anymore. Oof.
Correct. And then stuff happens in Try. And then she doesn't get sick in Last Evolution, Kizuna. It's like, oh my gosh.
Can I ask you something? Though.
What's
at
up?
At the end of the thing, what world do they live in?
What do you mean?
Do they just, end of the series, are they still in the digital world, or they came home and just start living there with their digis, or did they leave digis?
I can't tell you that.
Why?
Because I'm not going to spoil anything.
You monster.
No, I'm not spoiling anything. I can't tell you if they're gonna go back home or if they're in the digital world forever.
Loser.
No, I can't tell you that.
I see how it is.
Yeah. No, I don't want... That's why I didn't have you watch the prequel, because I wanted to keep Kari a secret until she had to come, because I wanted it to be a surprise or whatever for later stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why we didn't watch the prequel before we actually watch the series, which is what most people do.
But we should do, but we didn't mean to.
Yeah, because I'm trying to keep this as spoiler-free as possible.
But then I could just go on my phone and be like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
You don't care enough to do that.
I don't, you're right.
So I'm not worried about you looking stuff up, because you don't care enough to do that.
Yeah,
I'm just making sure that I say that I keep, that I don't spoil stuff.
You know me so well. You know enough I don't care.
Yeah, I know you don't care enough to start searching stuff up to figure it out.
Yes. And you know me too, that I would actually do it.
Uh-huh.
I do not care. I love cheating. Because I'm a cheater.
Yeah, but you all...
That I would actually do it.
You don't care, so...
Yeah.
Alright.
After this, I would be like, I'm gonna do it, and then I was like, but do I actually really want to do it? It's like, no, I have better things.
Yeah, because you know, one, it's gonna make me really mad, and two, it's gonna totally ruin this, and three, I'm gonna be...
Well, it's more of I don't care to have to do it, because I know I just don't have to tell you. Okay, get back to your thing.
No. Then Ty is a they're eating stuff and like Koromon gets bloated. He has to use the bathroom.
The first time we had to see him use the bathroom. The bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Not the last, but the first. First, but not the last. It's
okay.
Not the last time this happens. Yeah, next time this happens, someone falls off of a bridge.
Oh.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say that. Yep. Then Koromon asked Kari why he wants to hang out with her. Why she wants to hang out with him, and then she says something about how she says something that happened between her and Ty, like how Ty's annoying and stuff. But he's the best big brother, because apparently when they were little,
he was a good big brother.
Well, no, he is a good big brother. Like, he's a really good big brother.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. She fell in a pig pen. And, like, the pig pen and mud and stuff. And then Ty jumped in, acting like she did it on purpose.
Honestly, I'm sorry, but I would laugh. Even if it's you, I would laugh.
Yeah, if it was my little sister, I would have laughed, but then I would have been like, are you okay? Like, asking if she's okay while chuckling.
Yeah, I would be like,
are you alright? But at the same time, I would be laughing.
Yeah, I would try to get, like, I would laugh and then try to get her out of it. Like, it's obviously not okay.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have jumped in the mud with her. No. No thanks.
I wouldn't have done that. Dude, I'm a girl. He's a dude, so he doesn't care, but I'm being clean. And you know how...
Not all girls care. I mean, I care, and you care, but... Not all girls care.
Not all girls, but I care because I'm like, I don't want to get my hair dirty. And plus, I'm going to have to walk out and go somewhere to the show. Or I'm going to have to spend the whole day in it, depending. It's just a bunch of no's.
Yeah. Then, it's a little different in the original. In the original, apparently it's, she used to wet the bed a lot, and Ty would wash her sheets and her underwear and stuff, and then, like, say it was him. Like, he would take the blame.
That one's a little more weirder, personally. So,
I
pen one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weirder.
Yeah. Oh, and, Kari's name is not Kari in the original.
Oh, what is it?
It's Hikari, which means light.
Oh, Hikari. Oh, Gigi. Hikari. Gigi came up with that name once for a thing we were writing, but then Gigi was trash, and she never wrote in it again because she got bored of it. So she was like, I want to write in it anymore. And it's like, okay. I spent, like, hours on it. I helped you so much.
I mean, she could have gotten it from Digimon, because she said she's watched it. I don't know what all she's actually watched, but she's watched it.
Maybe. She maybe got it from it. But I feel like she would watch the dub, though.
Oh, yeah. It's really hard to get the sub. That is a very rare thing. So, yeah, she'd be watching the dub. I'm just saying she could have like, found out that, that Kari has a different name. Like, all Digimon fans, unless they're just living under a rock, know that, that some of them have different names in the original. And there's no way Gigi is living under a rock.
She could live in a rock, but she's probably not.
Yeah. There's no way she's living under a rock. Then, apparently, they see Digimon on the TV. And they're all solid color, though.
Yeah.
They're like just solid colors. It's weird, but yeah. Apparently, Ty and Kari are the only ones who can see these monsters.
I feel like others probably, not just her.
Well, no one else outside can see them.
I guess, but I feel like America, like, this is in Japan, America, all over the world is probably how it. Just not a lot, a lot, a lot. So, like, they're separated.
Maybe. Then, they get a, they get, like, a transmission or whatever from Izzy.
Izzy? Oh!
And it's, like, breaking up.
Yeah, he was that glitchy boy.
Yep. Then, that happens. Oh, then, they go out, and apparently on one of the TVs or whatever, one, the news reporter dude says, if you think you see these monsters, seek medical attention immediately. That was funny though. If you see these monsters, seek medical attention immediately.
Yeah, that's stupid though. I don't think that's a rude way of saying crazy. I was kind of hoping that like a monster spawned right behind him, kind of.
Oh yeah, that would have been really funny. Like a monster is just right behind him, and then he didn't even see it.
Honestly, though, how can you say they're crazy 100%, though? Because there was evidence, like, there's holes in these smashed things. Because, like, what's his name?
I don't know which one are you talking about.
The one that worked for the first bad guy.
Oh, Ogremon.
Yeah, he smashed things, so I'm just, like, they can prove it, because it's obvious he smashed things and have it.
Well, I don't know. This is a very confusing episode based on some research I did.
Yeah.
Because Mamoru Hosoda says that this is Taichi's dream. That makes it confusing. It's like, is it a dream or is it not? Because I found some stuff saying that it's real, and then I find stuff that says it's a dream. So, really don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and assume that it's probably a dream because because I have some notes from a interview from where someone interviewed Mamoru Hosoda.
Yeah.
About this episode. So, yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and assume that this is just a dream or something, which is weird. Because we actually see the scene where Izzy sends that transmission. And it's also really it's also very different.
Yeah.
He says very different things.
Okay.
From that episode to the episode where we actually see him send the transmission.
Was it like super, super different? Or, like just different?
It was pretty different.
Oh, okay.
And his tone of voice was different, too.
Like, was he more, what, like...
Well, I can't really explain it because it kind of ruined... It would kind of spoil that episode, so... Yeah.
Okay.
Just gonna go ahead and say he was different. Then, they find Ogremon, they start battling and stuff, and then
oh yeah, wait, can I ask you a random question?
Oh, wait, the random question of the day.
That works? Okay.
What would you prefer, a snake or a tarantula?
Snake.
Me too.
Very random.
I wouldn't. I thought about actually getting a snake. But then my mom said, nope. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be I don't want a big snake, because then I'm like, oh, nope. Because big snakes eat other snakes, and they eat a lot, and they're fat, so. And I'm cheap, so I don't want too much. I'm super cheap. Okay, I'm done with my question of the day. You can continue.
Okay. Then a thing opens up in the sky and sucks up Coromon. And then Ty has to go as well. So Ty and Kari say bye, and that's it for that episode.
Nah.
And we don't really meet any new Digimon in this episode either. And there's still no to be continued. It's gonna happen. We get more to be continued in this series. I'm just waiting for it.
You're just very confident. I don't really care. You're just.
We're gonna have like a 10-minute conversation about how to be continued, how we finally get the to be continued once it happens.
Why does it matter, dude?
Because I forgot that they got, apparently there's no to be continued in some of these episodes. And it's really frustrating. So, Alright, so, would you like me to read my research notes?
Yes.
Alright, I'm gonna read them directly, because some of these things I took straight from the interview. Hold on just a second. Well, I took some of these from things he had said, like, straight from it. And he said some interesting stuff. Alright. He says this is Tai Chi's dream. When Hikari was clinging to Tai Chi, they'd say, she's clearly not just caring for her brother. That kind of thing an adult can see. She's not just a cute little sister. She senses that her brother is in danger and tries to bring him back. And she's not straightforward in doing this. She's using all the female appeal of a second grader to win him on her side. If we had to use a parable, this part right here is really weird. If we had to use a parable, which I don't know what that is, Hikari would be the wife in her past her 30s, and Coromon would be an innocent 20-year-old girl. She's still young, but she cannot remain indifferent to the fact that her husband just got chatted up by a younger chick. I would imagine her saying stuff like, you may get along in the digital world, but I've been with him for 8 years since I was born, or I know everything about you two. Don't think you can hide it from me. It's that kind of messed up relationship.
So she likes her brother?
No, that is, well, I don't know, it's, his what he said really confuses me, too. No, he's just trying to, like, make, he's just trying to, like, compare it.
That's a terrible.
She's very ominous in the original.
It's so weird how he did it, though. And honestly, the scene for me seemed normal. Everything seemed normal, dude.
Well, yeah, those are Mamoru Hosoda's exact words, so.
Oh my god.
Yeah, his exact words.
Something must have happened to him to think.
No, nope, he directed this episode. Alexis.
Okay. I'm in the most of judging.
Well, hey, that's not the dub, though. This is the original version. This is not the version we're watching, so we've got nothing to worry about.
Yes.
All right. So, let's go ahead and move on to episode 22. Forget About It, or The Small Devil Pico Devimon. Sasayaku Kokuma Pico Devimon. Yeah, his name in the original is Pico Devimon, instead of Demi Devimon. Ooh, and let me go ahead and say this. Demi Devimon digivolves into Devimon. And Devimon digivolves into whoever our new villain is. I'm not going to say his name, but our new villain, like, this is, like, the whole, like, digivolution line. Demi Devimon is the rookie form, then Devimon, then new villain. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I just realized?
What?
We're gonna see, we're gonna get to see, Izzy's, the episode where Izzy does his transmission or whatever, since the transmission or whatever, is episode 24. So that's gonna be what we cover in our next episode.
Yeah!
Yay. Alright. So, Ty recaps again. And then, Ty and Koromon are walking around trying to find everybody, and they come across Tokomon, who is all upset, sitting with TK's Titan Crest and Digivice.
Yes.
Why yes?
Yes.
No, it's sad. Poor Tokomon.
Yeah. I'm evil. I'm sorry.
Very. And then, and he is there because TK and Tokomon got in a fight.
Oh no!
So Tokomon starts summing up what happened while Ty was gone. So we find out that time flows differently between the digital world and the real world, because Tokomon said, because it's been months in the digital world, it's been months since Ty left.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a while since he left. So, yeah. And he was gone for less than a day in the real world.
So, like, how many months? Like, 5?
I'm not 100% sure, but, yeah.
That's, I feel bad.
Yeah,
they must have been so stressed.
Oh, yeah, that's why in whatever episode it was that you asked about it, that's why I didn't really say anything about, like, what their parents would be thinking since they've been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because they've been gone for, like, less than a day.
Yeah. Probably, like, maybe, like, 5 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they ended up, I don't know.
They just disappeared and time stopped.
A little bit. I think 1 second in the human world is like a day or, like, half of a day or something in the digital world. I don't know.
Maybe.
So, yeah. Sora decides to leave to go look for Ty by herself. Then they all split up to go find Sora and Ty. And then, Matt and TK find an amusement park, and Matt leaves on a swan boat to go find Ty. Or, like, go scope out the area or something. I don't remember exactly what he said.
Okay.
Then, TK gets all upset, and then Demi Devimon comes along after a few days of TK being upset. Yeah. And, I have awkward TK, then, no, not Devimon, you liar, liar, liar. Demi Devimon. Oh, and then TK is, like, running at some point, and they, like, repeat his running sequence. Did you catch that?
I think so, yeah.
They repeated his running sequence, like, multiple times. I was like, they just kept doing it. They did it, and then they did it a little faster, then they did it a little faster.
Well, maybe it's just to make it look like he ran fast, and just gradually ran faster.
And this was also 1999. Stuff wasn't as good. The animation was not as good back then.
Yes, and a little bit good.
And also, I'm pretty sure they didn't have a huge budget either, so.
Probably not.
I don't think Digimon had a huge budget, so, yeah.
They're cheap.
They're not cheap.
I'm just kidding. Well, not totally cheap. They just didn't have money.
But, yeah. Then, yeah. Tokomon and, Demi Devimon get in an argument because Tokomon's all mad at him, and then he attacks him, and then TK gets mad at him and leaves him. Yeah. Then the Gazimon go eat. Then we see some Gazimon who go eat some mushrooms of forgetfulness. So, good for them. Then, yeah. Then Tai, Agumon, and Patamon find TK. And then TK gets all upset. And then Tai is all confused. He's like, what? And then I put in my notes, like, the exact conversation between them, because I thought it was really funny. Well, not like, yeah, it was funny because of what Tai said, because of just Tai.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She's like, it's true, he's really jealous of you, Tai. Haven't you ever noticed he gets all upset when you and me do stuff together? He hates it when I talk about you. Do you think I could be your little brother instead? What? I don't think it works that. Then Tai says, "What? I don't think it works that way." And he's like, "Why not? It just doesn't. That's all. You don't like me either."
Oh no!
I was like, "Tai is obviously all confused on what to do. Like he's just like."
Well, I'm just like, I can't.
How would you have handled TK in that situation?
I think I would have said, he does that because he cares for you. And I could be your friend, but Matt will always be your brother. You can't replace him. What would you do?
I would have probably done what Tai did.
Just be like, confused.
I would have been like, I don't think it works like that. I would have been so confused as to that. Like, I would have been lost for words when he asked if I could be his older sibling instead. I was like,
I think my response would have been fine.
No, yeah, I would have been like speechless, like. Yeah, I wouldn't have known what to say.
Mm.
Like, Ty's obviously at a loss for words. He's like, he just says, I don't think it works that way. When TK asks why, he says, it just doesn't, that's all. Like, he's obviously at a loss for words. And then, Demi Devimon decides to give them some forgetful mushrooms of forgetfulness, so that TK will forget all about Koromon. Because what he's trying to do is get TK's crest to like stop working.
Wow.
Then Tai decides to cook up those mushrooms in a French accent. And I wrote down exactly what he said. Voila, le mushroom de la barbecue will be ready in just a minute. I loved it. And then, Agumon has to go use the little Digimon's room.
Yes.
Oopsie, you gotta use the little Digimon's room. And then Sora tells him that their mushrooms are forgetfulness. And then Agumon goes and tells them not to eat the mushrooms.
No!
And then Tokomon, Digivolve Oh, yeah, Tokemon had Digivolves and Depatamon. And, at some point, I don't remember. I think he did that, like, earlier or something. But he Digivolves into Patamon, and then him and Demi-Devimon have a brawl. And then Patamon wins.
Yeah.
And then I have in my notes, who is that? I watched these episodes and took notes, like, last week. So, did he talk to something at the end of the episode, Demi-Devimon? Did he talk to something?
I don't think so. He made up. I wasn't really paying attention that much.
You just watched the episodes today!
Yeah.
How do you not know? Okay, well, I'm pretty sure he talked to some mysterious figure. Because why else would I have put who is that?
I was just doing stuff during the video.
What were you doing?
Don't do anything, don't worry.
Oh my gosh, why can't you just sit down and watch something? It takes like no more than 50 minutes. It's two episodes, each of them are like 20 minutes. It doesn't take more than 50 minutes to do it.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
And then there is no to be continued. Again! And then we meet a new Digimon in this episode. Demi-Devimon, or Pico-Devimon. What do you think of Demi-Devimon? What do you think of Demi-Devimon?
He's fine.
Okay. Let me just say this for the last time. I need more than he's fine. Give me an actual, like, opinion. Like, what do you think of his design? What about his personality? Do you think he's a good villain? Oh my gosh, what do you... Give me something!
He's a pretty good villain, and the design is pretty nice too, I guess.
Yeah, I think he's funny. I like Demi-Devimon.
Yeah, I think he's funny and fine too. I think he's a good villain. Well, I think he's a good villain, I guess.
Well, he's a good villain's assistant. He's definitely not the main villain.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and tell you this. This villain, like, this is my favorite arc of the series, but this villain is my least favorite villain.
Ugh.
I actually hate this villain. He's horrible. He is horrible at being a villain. Like, I mean, he's powerful and all that, but there are so many times where he could have done so much better than that. And he just doesn't.
I know. He's not a good villain. He's more like a kid villain. He's like, I steal your candy or I steal your money.
You can't say anything. You haven't even seen him.
Yes.
You literally don't even know what he looks like.
Ow, my leg. I broke it.
Ooh. I'm going to go ahead and give you his name in the original because it is very different from his dub name. And I want you to try and guess, one, what this, like, what he is based on his name, and also why they decided to change it. In the original, his name is Vamdemon.
A vampire. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Now get rid of the Vam. What's his name? If you get rid of the Vam. His name is
the Vam?
His name is Vamdemon. Get rid of Vam. What's his name?
Amon.
No, Demon.
Oh.
D-A-M-D-E, Mon. Vam Demon.
I'm trash. Okay, sorry.
Vam Demon. He is a vampire demon. And since he has demon in his name, they had to change it. I'm not even going to try to wait for you to guess, because you suck at guessing.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
I would ask you to try and guess what they changed his name to, but you will never guess, because it is very, very different.
Names are bad. Bad names. Names
his name is very different.
Interesting.
But, yeah. He is a vampire demon.
He's a vampire demon.
Alright. Now, I'm sad to read these. So we started doing this last episode, so we're doing it again, because I'm going to stop forgetting to do things. I'm going to say the names of the episodes, and you're going to guess what you think is going to be happening in this episode. And you should be able to get a little bit out of both of these episodes, because the titles are a bit spoilery.
Okay.
Alright, episode 23, Wargurumon's Diner, or Oh Friend Wargurumon. Tomoyo Wagarurumon. What do you think that episode's about? What do you think's gonna happen in that episode?
A lot of names.
Where Garurumon?
Garurumon is missing.
No! Not what? W-E-R-E. Like, that is a Digimon's name. Where Garurumon is a Digimon.
Yeah, where's
Garurumon? No! No, be serious, though. Seriously. What do you think is going to happen in this episode?
Someone's missing?
No! Not where's Garurumon. Where Garurumon. W-E-R-E. If you were talking about where, like, where are you, it would be W-H-E-R-E.
Oh, yeah.
Where Garurumon? It is a Digimon's name. Where is part of the name?
I don't know. That's not the episode, okay?
Where Garurumon's... Oh, my gosh. What do you think is happening in this episode?
He's dead or something? I don't know.
What does Gabumon digivolve into? Matt's Digimon Gabumon. What does he digivolve to?
I don't know.
Garurumon.
Garurumon.
Yeah. And now we have an episode where where we have Garurumon's name in it, but it is where Garurumon?
Someone did something to Gugugubububa.
Alright, yeah, sure, that's what happened. Yep.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll go with that. Oh my god. Oh, good grief.
I'm sorry, okay, I'm sorry.
Are you trying to guess?
I'm not trying, okay? I don't know.
You're gonna feel so dumb once you watch the episode.
I see. Okay.
All right. Okay. What else do you think is gonna happen in this episode besides something happening to Garurumon? The episode is called.
Give me the summary.
It's called Where Garurumon's Diner.
He's in a diner.
Oh my gosh. And I can't give you the summary. That's too much detail. I'm doing is giving you the names. You have to try to...
People go to a diner and he drank.
What did he drink?
Wine.
Wine?
No, water. Water. Or soda. Water.
Okay. Do you think that's all that's going to happen? He drinks water and then something happens to him?
I don't know. Dude, I'm not. He goes, he goes later on and then he gets attacked somewhere between that episode. Maybe. I don't know. So
okay. Yeah, that works. Okay. Well, you know what? Just episode 24. We're going to move on to that one. The episode where, where Izzy sends his transmission. This is called No Questions, Please, or Breakthrough Atler Kabuterimon, or Gehika Atoro Kabuterimon. What do you think's gonna happen in this episode?
Say it again.
No Questions, Please, or Breakthrough Atler Kabuterimon. Gekia Atro Kobutenimon.
Okay, someone breaks through and talking, someone talks too much and someone breaks through something.
Okay, well, I basically told you earlier that episode 24 was going to have Izzy in it, because I said this is the episode where he sends the transmission. And what does his Digimon Tentomon digivolve into?
I'm bad with names, okay?
Kabuterimon.
Mm-hmm.
Kabuterimon.
So Kabuteri breaks something down?
Sure. What about the name that's in this? Atler Kabuterimon.
Kabuterimon is someone that's jerk.
No! This is a Digimon's name! Adler Kabuterimon is a Digimon!
Yeah, I just saw it! He's either, he helps the people, or he is a jerk and doesn't.
Wait. I'm so you're confusing me! No, okay. Izzy's Digimon is Kabuterimon.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this title, we have Atler Kabuterimon.
His brother.
Sure. And then, anything else you think's gonna happen besides meeting Kabuterimon's brother?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't wait for you to watch these two episodes.
Yeah, 'cause I'm trash.
No, because you're going to feel super dumb once you watch them.
So I'm trash, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure, yeah, that. Yeah, you're going to feel really dumb once you figure out what happens with these episodes. And then you're going to realize why I'm over here yelling at you.
You're so mean.
No, I'm not. You're going to find out why. These titles literally spoil the main thing that's gonna happen in the two episodes, and it doesn't even matter. I can't spoil it for you. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad. If it's a good thing or a bad thing that you don't understand what's gonna happen in these two episodes.
It's a good thing.
It's good because it doesn't spoil it for you, but at the same time, it's bad because. Wow!
It's called me trash, okay? Shut up.
Oh, gosh. Alright, well, whatever.
Now, we must...
If you have... What?
Our final words of prayer. Goodbye.
Stop. If you have any questions, comments...
Don't ask us.
Or... Shut up. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns...
Don't ask us.
You... Shut up. Then you can email me at digimondigitalpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can
join... if you didn't.
No, I want you to. Don't listen to her. Email me. Please email me. I want emails. Or you can join our Discord, which will be in the description of the episode.
Yeah.
So... Well, yep. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so sorry for the delay. We had the same problem with this episode that we had with the last one where it wouldn't let me upload it, so I'm having to, I had to re-record it. And my lazy self kept pushing it off, so I am so sorry. And I've also been doing lots of stuff and not wanting to spend an hour sitting here listening to myself. So, yeah. Also, from now on, I'm going to keep my phone on silent because I did not realize until now how annoying that buzz, buzz, buzz is. So, gonna try and do better. I'm sorry about that. But, yeah. I hope you guys have a great day, and hopefully I'll be, hopefully we'll be posting regularly. So yeah. Hope you guys have a great day.